Well, good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. We're delighted that you're here. This is the day the Lord has made. We are here to rejoice and be glad in that. Again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End. We're pleased that you've joined us, and especially if you're here for the first time or perhaps you've just begun attending, thank you for being here. Those of us who are here week in and week out will be seeking out folks we don't know to shake your hand and welcome you. But if we don't get to you quickly enough, you find somebody you don't know and you introduce yourself to us, because we are pleased that you're here and we'd love it if you would make a home here with us. A primary way of doing that, of course, is to get involved in what God is doing in and through this congregation. You'll find lots of opportunities listed in the bulletin insert. I'm going to list a few here in the announcements. First of all, our summer combined Sunday school class began today. It will be continuing for a number of weeks in McWhorter Hall. If you missed it today, it's easy to pick up next week and continue, especially if you're not a part of a Sunday school class. We encourage you about 9:45, 10 o'clock next Sunday, McWhorter Hall. Please join us. And if your class is not meeting for the summer or some other reason you would like to be there, welcome. Also, where the sidewalk ends, performances, it's a tribute to Shel Silverstein, will be in the four-story theater this Friday at 7, Saturday at 3 and 7, and Sunday at 10 a.m. between services. So there's another option for next Sunday morning. Also, you may not be able to go on one of our youth mission trips, but you can go in spirit by buying stock. And Sarah Rogers will be in Reed Hall. You can see her after the service, and she will be more than happy to sell you stock to help support our youth mission trips. And in your own way, you can go and participate with them. Also, this coming Thursday, we have our church picnic. It is in celebration of the 10 years of ministry of John Feldhacker here at West End United Methodist Church. John, as most of you know, will be ending his work here with us this Sunday, today. He will begin on the 21st at Edgehill United Methodist Church as their senior pastor. And not only do we wish him well, but we want to celebrate his time here with us because I know his ministry and presence has touched the lives of many of you out there. And so he's here today. He'll be preaching and leading in Holy Communion, and you'll have a chance to see him briefly. But Thursday evening, bring your favorite covered dish. You can read more details in the bulletin insert. Be sure and be there to help us celebrate his work among us. So, did you hear it? Earlier this morning. I'm sure you heard it because you're here. You didn't just decide to come. No, it's the call of God. Did you hear it?
You call us to hospitality.
To give generously to others as you have given to us.
Loving God, you call us to give you glory in the compassion we show to one another.
To love without judgment of ourselves or of others.
We gather as one body, seeking to walk in the way you have set for us.
We gather as one body to worship the one who is love.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
let us join together in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. A reading from the Epistle to Corinthians. Therefore, my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, this is a special, special Sunday. It's an honor to be here and to be standing here. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. The bread that we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Today's Communion Sunday. It's a day of holy mystery that we gather around God's table. It's a place where all are invited and everyone has a place. As United Methodists, well, more importantly, as God's beloved children, regardless of the tradition to which we belong, we view Holy Communion as a primary means of God's grace. And it's only through God's grace that any of us can be part of something so much bigger than ourselves. Holy Communion has been central to the worshiping life of Christians going back to the very beginning. The Apostle Paul viewed communion as the defining community action for Christ's followers. It's where our shared identity as Christians is nourished and strengthened. The word communion comes from the Greek word for sharing, and the root word translates to participation by all. Here at West End, we seem to get that. We understand that better than a lot of churches might. Here at West End, everyone is welcome, celebrated, and considered of sacred worth and equal at God's table. Did you know that the body of Christ that meets under the name of West End has been gathering around God's table at least monthly now for 150 years almost? So we've enjoyed the blessings of an uninterrupted 150-year tradition of gathering to break this consecrated bread and to share in that sacred cup, the whole time remembering Christ's acts in history and God's promises for the future. Through these 150 years of connecting with God and connecting with one another, God has shaped, formed, and transformed this remarkable community of faith. Gathering here within these walls is represented one of the broadest representation of God's beloved children that I have ever seen. It's primarily in the diversity of thought, the diversity of gifts in the people that are gathered here. It's immense. And I'd like to witness to this incredible diversity, because it's diversity of gifts, talents, political thought, and theological thought. It's a beautiful thing when we're connected to each other and become part of something greater than ourselves in the midst of that richness of diversity. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. My parents were devout Roman Catholics. So at my father's funeral, of course, they served communion. The service had about 150 people there. There were 10 Catholics and about 140 West End United Methodist people. It was a wonderful outpouring of love and support. I'd spent quite a bit of time talking to the priest as he would come and visit my father, and we got to know each other. He was an intelligent and wonderfully spiritual man. At the service, when he was finished serving communion to the Catholics in about 30 seconds, he looked at me and motioned me to come up. So I looked at him and I looked behind me to see who he was pointing to. And I went up and he offered me communion. So he let God's grace rule the moment instead of the legalism traditionally in the Catholic Church. And it was a very sacred and powerful moment for me. And it greatly reinforced the fact that because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. Although on the other hand, we had the famous Protestant reformers, Luther and Zwingli. They would argue bitterly and they ended up splitting over what actually happens to the bread and the wine when they're consecrated. So they split over something that is so steeped in mystery, no one's ever even going to know. At least not in this lifetime. To me, it can be so frustrating when any theological decision serves to separate or divide groups of people. I happen to believe very strongly that any time a theological decision separates large groups of people, it's always more important to people than it is to God. Any theological decision that divides is letting the human ego outweigh God's grace, outweigh God's desire for relationship and community. At West End, we have matured to believe that God loves everyone unconditionally. And God just wants us to connect and grow closer to each other in the midst of our differences, not that we have to agree. And as we do, we grow closer to God. Throughout our history, the sacrament of Holy Communion has empowered us to do just that. So this table has served as a place of hospitality, inclusion, equality, and reconciliation for quite a few generations of the body of Christ known as West End. Personally, I've learned a great deal about God's grace here at this table. That's why today I am so honored to be able to preach this, my farewell sermon, to a church family on Communion Sunday. This is a time where I can symbolically return God's grace to you who have been such wonderful channels of God's grace to me over the last decade. And 10 years is a long time. But have you ever thought about the impact this congregation has enjoyed by gathering faithfully around this table for 150 years? That kind of grace slowly changes us so that when we leave this building, we leave here as people who are better equipped to interact with the world in ways that affirm life. It allows us to better love the way God loves. It enables us to move outside of ourselves for the ultimate long-term good of those we love. Being part of this community has shaped and formed me and has forever changed how I will interact with the world when I leave here. Being a second career clergy person, this is the first and thus far the only church that I've ever served. And God has used you, the people known as West End, to equip me, to better equip me, to go out from this place better prepared to be the loving light of Christ. In reflection, I realized that the 10 years that I've served here is longer than I've ever been connected to any single church in my entire life. You have welcomed me. You have taught me. You have been patient with me. You've trusted me. And you've loved me unconditionally, even when I embodied my imperfect self. There's no question I've made mistakes. I've messed things up from time to time, and you forgave me anyway. You loved me. My quirky sense of humor may have offended or irritated, but you loved me and included me anyway. When your family was hurting, you leaned on me for support. And when I was hurting, you allowed me to lean on you. When your family was celebrating, you invited me to the party. And Lord knows I like to party. In short, your love has helped me feel that I'm part of something much bigger than myself. So when I go from here to serve, you will go with me. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. So imagine being a second career clergy person in his first appointment and having the unique experience of working with three very different senior pastors with three very different sets of gifts and vastly different styles. I've worked, 5 years now with Michael Williams. I call him our bearded storytelling priestly figure. I served 3 years with Tom Laney, more of the academic and deep thinker. And I worked for 30 months, 5 days, 3 hours, and 23 minutes with David Lowe's Watson. No, I'm just kidding. He was a joy to work with. And I view him as John Wesley incarnate. I began here as our full-time ministry intern my last year in school. I was supporting our mission and outreach efforts with some very gifted and passionate lay leaders. One of the first and most memorable projects was our interfaith habitat build. This is where we partnered with the local Jewish temple and the local Hindu temple to build a habitat home. And it was phenomenal. We worked side by side with our Jewish and Hindu brothers and sisters, and then we took turns in joint worship services at all three faith houses. The last of the joint worship services took place right here in this sanctuary, and it included the Pentateuch, the Ten Commandments, read in Hebrew by the rabbi. The sermon was preached by a United Methodist preacher right here in this beautiful, albeit neglected, pulpit. The closing benediction was beautifully chanted by the Hindu priest. What a fantastic introduction for me to the nature, the distinct nature of West End United Methodist Church. I've described it to many through the years as this little radiant sliver of the kingdom of God. Because there's one bread, we who are many are one body. And I'll never forget our common table experiences. We trained a number of very gifted lay people to facilitate ongoing conversations over difficult issues. The first one we looked at was, what are our ministries toward our gay and lesbians, brothers and sisters, to look like? Each of these sacred gatherings included sharing a meal, much prayer, a time of worship, lots of storytelling, sharing our stories, and lots of holy conversation. And they always included the sacrament of Holy Communion. And the connections that were formed as a result of these gatherings left very few people unchanged. It's not that everyone agreed, but everyone was changed. And just last week, I had lunch with Tom Laney, the senior pastor at the time, and he confessed that those common table experiences were truly some of the most sacred experiences that he had during his long tenure here at West End. At West End, it was very early on that I learned an empowering lesson about this church. It's when the reality dawned on me that regardless of how long I served here at West End, I would never be in a ministry meeting of any kind where I knew more about anything than the people in the room. What a liberating revelation for me. The gifts in this community are so broad and so deep that it's never been my responsibility to have all the answers. My job was simply to shine a theological light on the conversations when it was needed and to love you wherever you were on our shared journey. And I found that very easy to do. Because there's one bread, we who are many are one body. During this era is when we finished the Ruach and Renewal vision and mission discernment process. What was God calling us to do and to be? And our first step toward moving toward the loving light of Christ, connecting and transforming, was to flatten out our ministry structure to allow us to respond to the Holy Spirit's calling in our lives. We had a very talented group of lay people gathered in a task force that was chaired by our good friend, the late Gene Fowinkle. And we designed and implemented this new ministry table structure and church council infrastructure that better empowered you, the laity, to respond to God's promptings in your life, to use your gifts where your passions were, more quickly, with more flexibility. Those were very sacred and meaningful gatherings as we were working toward understanding what God wanted us to do and how to do it. And then after a few years, we shifted my focus toward congregational care and hospitality. And I started working with this growing group of West End hospitality people. And they welcomed this increasingly rapidly growing number of new people coming to West End, a group that included so many wonderfully bright and gifted young professionals, young couples. Young couples have provided this extra element of depth to this congregation that helps us, not quite as young adults, feel good about the future of this congregation and our world overall. God continues to send us over 100 young adults into membership every year. Since 2009, we've celebrated about 150 weddings. That's a lot of weddings. So if you look at it logically, and we're going to flowchart this process, can you guess what the next logical block on the flowchart would be after 150 weddings? If you guessed a huge boom in infant baptisms, you'd be right. We have had the joy of welcoming more infants than I can count into this congregation through the sacrament of baptism. We had one this morning in the early service. But during each of those baptisms, the congregation stands up and they renew their own baptismal covenant. And they're then tasked with looking over this newly baptized infant and each other on their spiritual journey. You see, because there's one bread, we who are many are one body. So I want to thank you for the very deep connections that you've allowed me to form with you as we've walked together through the types of memorable milestones that every family experiences at some points in their lives. Things like marriages and births, illnesses, parenting struggles, marital struggles, health scares, and of course, deaths. Those times of transitions that we all face can be times of the greatest joy or times of great fear and grief and sorrow. Those times provide us with the opportunity to experience the full range of human emotions that God created us to feel. Those are the times where together we've discovered that God's grace is immensely abundant and it's flowing so very freely through the people known as West End. I thank you deeply for the honor that you provided me as we've worked together to prepare for memorial services and funerals that honor your loved ones. Those times when you've shared with me the many, many wonderful stories of your family's life, those times that embodied God's love in very real and tangible ways, those stories that will always define who you are and explain where you came from. These are the memories that I will always hold close to my heart because these were the undeserved and unwarranted gifts that you shared with me. As I leave this congregation, I need to let you know that I will always consider this congregation my mother church. This is where I entered into my vocation and ministry. This is where I've been loved and trusted and forgiven. It's where I have grown and matured in my faith. And it's where I've experienced belonging and being part of something that is so much bigger than myself. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. And I thank you for this life-changing gift. Amen.
West End United Methodist Church welcomes all who gather to worship with us today. If you are a guest among us, a special word of welcome is extended to you. We hope you will join us for a time of fellowship in Reed Hall through the doors to your right following our worship service. First-time guests who are worshiping with us today are invited to stop by the Bread for the Life Journey Table during our fellowship time, where you will find information about the many ministries of this church and a fresh-baked treat for you. In the pew racks in front of you, you will find a gray card. On one side of the card, you may record any comments you have for the church staff or lay leadership. If you desire a staff member to contact you about your comment, please check the box on the card and note your contact information. On the other side of the card is a place for prayer requests. Please note if these requests are to be shared or confidential. The card can be placed in the offering plate as they are passed down the pew. Please take a moment to record your attendance with us by passing the attendance pad that you will find at the end of the pew near the center aisle. Pass it down your pew if you've not already done so. As the pad is passed back down the pew to the center aisle, please take note of those who are worshiping with you and greet anyone you may not know at the end of our service. A joy I want to share is that we will celebrate tomorrow that Jonathan Carl, who has been a member of our choir for a long time, will be commissioned at the ordination service tomorrow night, which will be held at Brentwood United Methodist Church. Service is at 7, and you're all welcome to come and celebrate with Jonathan. And please also keep in prayers the Tennessee Annual Conference that begins this afternoon, especially for discernment as we elect delegates that will be representing us at the General and the Jurisdictional Conference. We rejoice with the family of Claire Louise Norton, who was born Sunday, May 24th, to Anna and Jameson Norton. She is welcomed also by her big brother, Jameson, and her grandparents, Sally and Bill Norton. We also celebrate the birth of Elena Grace Davenheiser, who was born Thursday, June 4th, to Stacy and AJ Davenheiser. Our sympathy is extended to the family of Margaret Peg Berry Riley, who died Monday, June 1st. A private family service will be held tomorrow, Monday, on June 8th. Also would ask for prayers for my family. My aunt, Carolyn Mathias, died yesterday evening. Her service will be in Lexington, South Carolina later this week. Who are Christ's brothers and sisters? Those who do the will of God. As members of the household of Christ, let us show our love of God and neighbor by sharing what we have through our tithes and offerings.
May the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company in heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn. Please be seated. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, he gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." So in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Loving God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at that heavenly banquet. Now I invite us to join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus himself taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Table set before us is God's table. It's open to anyone who knows the love of God or who would like to know the love of God. It's not the table of any one tradition or any one church, so all are welcome and all have a place. Consistent with the Methodist tradition, we try to take up a communion offering at each communion service. This month's communion offering was for the Tennessee Conference special offering for Imagine No Malaria. The Tennessee and the Memphis conferences are joining together with a goal to collectively raise $1 million by the end of annual conference 2015. I invite you, as you come forward, to place your offerings in those plates sitting either side of the center aisle. If you would like to be served in the pew, if you'll raise your hand and catch the eye of me or anyone up here or the ushers, please do so, and we'd be happy to bring the communion elements to you. Let us enjoy this feast. Lisa, this is the body of Christ broken for you. I'd like to invite the congregation to be standing. You have given yourself to us, Lord.
Now we give ourselves for others.
Your love has made us a new people.
As a people of love, we will serve you with joy.
Your glory has filled our hearts.
Help us to glorify you in all things. Amen.
Go forth in peace. In the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.